This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello.
How are you, Ben?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. It's been way too long.
I can, I'm a very intuitive person.
Yeah.
I feel like I can hear a little bit of a smile on your face.
There is a smile.
Or vibe. I can't, yeah, I can hear it. You can hear a smile. Yeah.
I'm not well, but I'm very, very, very much happy to be talking to you.
You've not been well for a long time, but I'm glad you finally acknowledged it.
I know, I'm taking meds now.
Well, we shouldn't joke about those things. But anyway, welcome. Good evening. You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9. A new year.
It is a new year. We are still locked out and locked in. It's been a 7-week break we've had.
Yeah, something like that.
I think we should thank all of our listeners here at Joy for listening to our encore episodes for the last 7 weeks.
Yeah, thank you so much. And, you know, we do kind of watch the ratings, if you will. And there's actually been some really good scores. So thanks so much for everyone supporting us while we've been on holiday. Hope you've enjoyed it. I think we had some funny bits. I think there were some really good bits.
I mean, no one else says it, we will. I like that we called them the encore sessions, but nobody actually asked for them, yeah, but no, it's all good.
You very cleverly coined that phrase. I love it. remember as well, you can listen to us anywhere around Australia or around the world via the Joy website, Joy app or iHeartRadio. Mm-hmm. Get on it. We're here. We're with you. We're excited to be here.
That's it. New shows, new ideas, same old chemistry.
I like that. Did you say new show, new ideas?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Well, they're the same ideas. It's Kylie Minogue, Britney Spears, and my mental health. So it's the same, really.
Well, actually, I've done something new and I'm going to tell you about it. Something I've never done before. And
ooh.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about it.
Wow. Exciting times.
Big thanks to Dean Warren as well for driving us home. We're going to drive you a little bit further home into insanity with this next hour in our special lockdown reunion comeback special.
You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9.
Woo, 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 woo.
It's the reunion episode. It's been 7 weeks since we've talked live on air. We're very happy to be here. Though, it's not all
sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
No, it's not always fun and lollipops, but can I just quickly say, we've not spoken much. I'm actually a little bit pissy with you.
Really?
Unleash.
Unravel. I can't talk about myself, which is my favourite subject, whilst knowing that you're a little bit pissy at me. Can you at least go into that first?
Look, obviously it's a new year and obviously I'm a little bit more grounded and mellow and all that sort of stuff. I'm starting it off in the right, on the right foot. But it's been very hard to communicate with you. Like these last 7 weeks.
Mm.
And, you know, granted we have been on a break. We don't talk all the time.
No, we don't.
like to get a reply from you, I feel like I've been like your mum when you go on camp or something. And I've sent like at least 5 different text messages. And then finally at some point you decide to reply to your mum, i.e. me.
Yes. Look, I am very elusive. That's one of the many mysteries about Gabe Hogan. Very elusive. But I have had a hell of a last 7 weeks, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm sick right now. So that's the first thing.
That's not good.
You know when you're sick and you just want to stay home in bed, right? It's, I assumed, a cold. But apparently, no, I've got to go get COVID tested, right?
It's so funny. Can I just say quickly? It's so funny now. Any form of sickness.
Mm.
That you have, you know, scratch of the throat, tummy tickle. You better
slight
get a
COVID. Sniffle.
slight sniffle. Throwing up watching ScoMo on television. You've got to get a COVID test.
I know. Big night on the drinks next day. Got to get a COVID test. I feel so sorry for the poor girl that had to give me my COVID test because it was the first I woke up like death warmed up. You know when you're sick, this is so gross, but like your teeth and your mouth are covered in slime. Like it's just like that really horrible, oh God, I'm really sick. So I had to jump in my car. I think I was a bit delirious to go get this. I shouldn't have been driving a car, right?
Yeah.
But I have to go. And this poor girl, she said to me, open wide and say, ah. And it was like death's door in my mouth. Like I felt bad for her having to go even close to me. And I know everyone's done the jokes about, yeah, they put it in your mouth, the swab, and the same swab in your nose.
Yes.
I know that's old news, but to actually experience them putting that swab in your mouth that is like, it was dark in there. It was horrible. And then to stick it straight up into my nose.
Yeah.
It was appalling. So anyway, they did the test. I left. I took out most of the
Before
cones.
Before we get past the swab, just have to, gay man has to jump in for a sec because, you know, we've all had it by this point, the test.
Yeah.
How, gay man speaking to lesbian, how was the swab down throat?
Well, look, it doesn't go down your throat.
I mean, look, we're not talking Linda Lovelace, but it's, it goes back a bit.
Yeah, well, apparently I have a good gag reflex, so it's all good.
Yeah.
But I was pretty delirious. And as you leave, you've got to follow this really narrow road of cones. I took out half the cones, I think. For the last 4 days, I've looked like death warmed up, and you can't just go to the supermarket looking like that. You can't do that. It's not cool. So I'm in my own home, not leaving my bedroom. Which is handy because I've moved in with my best mate, David Tolk. And again, not
God,
all sunshine.
Things aren't going well for you at the moment. Like, what happened in this 7 weeks? It's like, you know?
It's awful.
I should have thought something was up when there were all those, like, TMZ videos out the front of that 7-Eleven and Maroondah Highway.
Well, I mean, I think we're all in this position where we're not getting as much work as we would like. I couldn't really afford my rent anymore. So I called up my best mate and said, hey, can I move in with your wife and you? And he said, yes, yeah, sure.
Without even hesitating.
Nah. He's actually been trying to get me to move for years. So it was his lucky day.
He's like the Grim Reaper just welcoming you in or something.
Yeah.
Like, come to the dark side.
Mm-hmm. I knew this would happen one day, whether you liked it or not. So... Yeah, I'm scaling down. I've limited myself to a small bedroom and now I live with a married couple and a tiny dog. Oh, and tiny birds. You know how Dad has budgies in his toilet?
Yes.
Well, they now sit on my back while I do a poo. So living the dream.
Yeah, do they talk back to you?
Yeah, I play them YouTube clips of budgies singing. And they peck at the phone and try and attack the budgie in the phone. So it's fun.
Those poor birds, like, let alone being kept in a cage and imprisoned their whole life, they, as, like, an even worse act, are kept in a bathroom. They have to hear people, all day.
Yeah, and see us naked as well.
And see you naked. Like, if I was that budgerigar, I'd be saying, look, just stick us in the cave now and be done with it, you know? Do they ever talk back to you? I knew you shouldn't have had that burrito last night. Are you eating chicken again, are you?
Shave, Gavit, shave.
Oh, that ghost cheese, poo. And I think on that note, that's where we'll end it.
I think we're going to play a song. How are you going, Ben?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm actually pretty good. I didn't envision our first show back to be in lockdown. Like, I was really looking forward to coming back into the studio and having a sense of purpose.
I know. You still got a sense of purpose. Your purpose is to, like, text me every couple of days, be like, what are you up to?
Yeah, make your life hell with texts that'll never be responded to.
I am a horrible person.
Yeah, no, I am good. I didn't really get much time off during like Christmas and kind of January because I work in retail, and while most people kind of get to, I don't know, shut down in that time of year, I didn't really get to do that because it's, you know, typically kind of one of the busier times of the year. But I did manage to go to a winery.
Ooh.
My first winery. I've never been to a winery in my whole 33 years of life.
Oh, so now you're getting all classy.
Well, you know, depending on which way you look at it. I did wear all linen and I did wear Birkenstocks. So if that's classy.
So you went to organic wineries, did you?
I don't think we did. We did about five of them. So I was staying with my friend in Rye. He has a beach house that we go up there for, and it's very nice.
Lovely.
And the great thing about the winery was it had a bus tour guide, which was great. So, you know, we did spend a kind of pretty penny for it, but we were able to, you know, get driven around because clearly at some point we weren't going to be fit enough to drive.
Nobody wants to be the designated driver on a winery tour.
I'll say one thing. Look, absolutely. But there were a few early 30s moments. One of the first early 30s moments was when he picked us up to go to the first winery, of which I asked, will there be food and breakfast served at the first winery? Because we all had empty stomachs. You know, I don't want to get too tipsy quickly. No. It's only 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, that is sensible, but I don't know. I feel like 23-year-old Ben would have been like, you know, let's get lit, you know. Quick, can't get to the winery soon enough. Let's just, you know, drink the petrol from the van. I don't know. But
well, it's grapes. The grapes are in the wine. So fruit is a healthy breakfast.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, I was kind of envisioning you guys would have eaten before, you know, starting the day, which is fair enough. But we kind of did ask, you know, like, what are the types of people that do these wineries? And he kind of made the implication that, you know, most people that do these wine tours usually are on the back of a bender. You know, he's like, most people that do the winery, this is like day two if they're traveling. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking it was kind of just going to be this sort of, you know, high tea type session.
You can't keep it classy when you start at 10 in the morning. It's impossible.
No. God, it's great to drink a sparkling brut at 11 in the morning, you know?
Sparkling brut.
I don't think it was sparkling brut. It was probably a lot better than brut since we were at a winery.
I think that should be your next comedy festival show name.
Sparkling brut. We did end up having, they had like a little wood-fired pizza option thing that we had.
Lovely.
So that was kind of cool. But the wine tour guide was absolutely lovely. But, you know, we were a pack of gays, and I'm not saying straight man don't hang with us, but what I am saying is straight man don't hang with us. Like, he was so lovely, but there were a couple wine tours where, you know, it would be like, he obviously knew a lot of the people that, you know, ran the wine tour. So some of them, he'd go off and just let us do our thing. But a few of them, he'd kind of just hang around us and sort of lurk around while we'd, you know, be at the bar. And either he'd try to, you know, have conversation with us, or he'd run out of straight man, you know, things to say to gay men. And he would just awkwardly stand behind us while we're wanting to kind of crack all of our jokes. And it was a bit awkward.
I'm surprised he went with you, because I wouldn't have thought that. I've been on wine tours before and the bus driver just waits in the bus.
Yeah, well, I would have liked that, but I didn't. No one said that. And look, he was lovely, but, you know, he did drag it on a bit. When it did come to 5 o'clock, we were absolutely exhausted. Not as drunk as you'd think.
Yeah.
Like, we were, you know, we were there, but we weren't trashed. But he took us to this, like, lookout tour at like Arthur's Seat and started giving us all these kind of guides. And I was like, mate, it's 5 o'clock. We've just done five wineries. We are pissed. We don't need to know where Harold Holt may have died. We also don't need to discuss the topics of the world.
Yeah.
Lovely, man. But maybe adapt your language to, you know, different demographics.
Absolutely.
Because we knew Jack all about wine. Like, I can't begin to tell you, Gabe, the amount of times that we brought up Kylie Minogue rosé. You know, like stereotype. But look, mate, all you need to do is just talk about sex, Kylie Minogue and Lady Gaga jock straps, and you're there, you know?
Exactly. Well, you should have given him a list for conversation starters for his next gay tour.
Look, no, it was a fun day. And I just, in my mind, I'll end it on this, but in my mind, I thought, okay, we're going to finish at 5 o'clock. We'll keep going, you know, we'll go crazy. And we honestly just got home at 5 and just crashed like the biggest mofos. We were just dead.
You are soft.
So 33.
Oh, my God. The last wine tour I went on, I finished it in the Airbnb bath with a bottle of wine in the bath.
Yes.
It was good times. Good times. I took some of my best nudes that night.
I knew your wine tour would just go... would go to like a Led Zeppelin kind of level, and mine would be Tonya Todman from Healthy, Wealthy and Wise, you know.
I woke up and the bus driver was just weirdly standing behind me in my bedroom.
I wish mine ended with me, like, you know, having sex with the wine tour guy, but it didn't. Anyway, we're back in the studio. Wait, no, we're not back in the studio. Mm-mm, we are at home.
Mm-hmm. But it's live. This is our voices live. This is not some of our best recorded stuff. This is just the average run of the mill, day in, day out. Ben and Gabe back. Encore. No, it's not an encore.
Nah, it's not an encore. Also, you're very Cher believe, like when you're like, we're boo. Like it went all into, I sound like John Howard, but it's just like sometimes when you talk, do you believe Ben and Gabe after all?
Okay, well, see, the thing is, Ben.
Yes.
We've been talking for, what, like 20 minutes or so now?
Yes.
And I'm very surprised that you haven't brought up Kylie.
Well, I actually did before with the wine tour.
Well, you did.
Because I just said.
You did, actually.
All we did was talked about Kylie Minogue wines.
Okay, so you've only talked about Kylie 3 times.
Yeah, is that you're keeping score?
I am now. I am now. So anything to say
I think
say about
her a lot more than I bring her up. But anyway, anything else to say? I rest my case. No, nothing more to say.
Are you trying to change your image of not being a massive Kylie fan?
I'm just trying to let people know that there are more curves and edges to Ben Hull than Kylie Minogue.
Wow. That's really poetic. I like that.
I have a life.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, about Kylie Minogue. She's back in Australia.
Is she? I'm acting dumb. I know everything that you're about to tell me. Hang on, you're going a little bit robotic-y.
She's back in Australia.
Wow.
May or may not be getting married.
Really?
Yes. Mm. But I don't think Kylie, that's the rumor.
Hang on. It's a bit shit at the moment. So we got to Kylie Minogue back in Australia. I think you were about to say it's rumoured or something.
Apparently, she's here to get married. Look, I'm not saying she hasn't called me and told me any, but if I know Kylie like I do, I would say, no, during COVID, but it's just such a small kind of population. Like, surely Kylie's everyone there.
Do you believe in love after love? I'm sorry. I'm just going to translate for Rosie the Robot right now. Kylie Minogue is back in Australia. Everything you just after I just so just to quickly fill people in, I will, and because we're pre-recording this, I will stop Gabe and say, can you just say that again, because you go into a robot. Right after we'd said that, the whole thing was just wrong. Kylie Minogue is back in Australia. She's flown in, and there's rumors that she's come back to Australia to get married. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is, Ben. That's exactly what I was saying. But also...
no matter how hard I try.
Also, I don't think she'll get married. Not during COVID.
No, I don't think she'll get married during COVID. I would like to think she'll get married someday, but I don't think she's a marriagey type.
Ah, so you think it's not just COVID holding her back, it's just her single outlook.
I think she's just always been very kind of, I don't want to say fun and free, but she's... she's had a lot of boyfriends and maybe she's just always wanted to wait for the right one. I don't know. Or scared that it, you know, it'll end. I don't know if you know, the last guy she was with, she actually got engaged to, and he was like 28 or something. There was like a really big age difference, and he was supposedly the one, and then he cheated on her.
Oh, yeah. Who would you cheat on Kylie with? I mean, come on.
I mean, they'd have to be pretty good, wouldn't they? Would you cheat on Nat for Kylie?
No.
Like, what about, like, Kylie can't get you out of my head era Kylie?
La, 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 la.
That's, come on, that's a, you know, that Kylie Minogue, like, la 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 Kylie walks up to you in a club.
La 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 la.
Yeah. Says, how's about it? One night only.
I reckon if that happened, I could call Matt and say, hey, Kylie's just cracking on to me. How do you feel about it? And yes. I actually feel like she might say, okay, like, because it's Kylie. I feel she's that kind of girl.
I like how I was able to turn that around. I like how I was able to go from, so we've got 52-year-old Kylie who you very quickly said no to. I'd like to just bring
up. Not because she's 52. She's not my type.
She's blonde and she doesn't have big breasts though, and she's not curvy. But I like that you swiveled that around. But then I went I went back 20 years in time, and then you were very quick to say, well, that's different, isn't it?
I assumed you were talking about Hot Pants Kylie.
Hot Pants Kylie, you know, the white muslin look that she had with the hood. La la la. You remember that?
La 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 la.
Yeah, I do actually.
I reckon Nat would let you do it.
I reckon she would too.
I reckon she would. Let's call, I'd love to call her up live on air right now.
I could text her right now if you want. Okay, I'll text her right now.
Just say we're on air. We're
just and so then she knows breaks that up I'm with not you. Really.
She breaks up with you live on air.
Okay, I just sent this text. Hey, we're on air, and Ben asked if I'd cheat on you for Kylie. I said no, but if I rang to ask permission, you'd say yes. True or false?
So you've just messaged Nat saying, hey, is it cool if I hook up with Kylie?
Yeah. No response yet, so she might be angry.
Hey, look, we're running out of time, but I just want to quickly, because Kylie has quashed the rumours.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Melbourne, and she has quashed the rumours. And I've just sent you a screen cap of Kylie on Twitter quashing the rumours about the engagement.
Okay.
And, I mean, is this written by a 52-year-old woman or a 6-year-old? I don't know if you want to read it or if you want to interpret it or...
Well, hashtag lovers. We all love love, but rumours are getting out of hand. Paul is...
Love.
Love. We are happy love, but not diamond. You are all clapping and we love you.
Yes. Okay, now I'll just, I think I can read this how it's meant to be. Hashtag lovers, we all love love, but rumours are getting out of hand. Paul is love. We are in love, but not engaged. You are all fantastic and we love you. Like, could she not have said that instead of saying emoji, emoji, emoji?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's going to happen, you know, next time she's on stage and just posts, like, you know, the poo emoji and she'll say, it's just like, be back in five, you know?
And I'll have to text you and go, what does she mean by the poo emoji?
Oh, dear. Okay, I think we've said enough.
I think Nat's just texted back and she said, only if I can get in on that action too, so...
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, yeah. Then beautiful.
Okay, well, I'll have to tell Kylie and see what she says. I'll just
She's Kylie. Not getting engaged. She's probably free, so, you know, and she's in Melbourne, so.
Yeah, Kylie will just text back the clapping emoji.
Let's end it on that. You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Yeah, we're at home. Well, I'm at my home. You're at your home.
Yes. It's comfortable recording from home, though.
It is.
I'm on the couch. We're doing this daytime, by the way. Can I just say quickly, when we did all our unplugged full lockdown shows last year, that was a very different mood. That was always Friday nights, 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
You know, we really shed some emotions for those shows.
Yeah, we got real loosey-goosey, and I think we've just come back down to earth now. We were excited about going back into the studio.
Yes.
Then plans changed. Now I'm sitting on my bed, you're sitting on your couch.
Yes.
And it's kind of weird being back, but it's really nice to be putting out new ideas rather than replaying our brilliant ideas from the past.
You're just like a new politician starting a new term or saying, please vote for me. Yeah, there's a lot of promise and I'm feeling you. I think it's going to be a good year for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do have a confession though. Unfortunately, not much has changed.
Yes.
I know you wanted me to watch that Free Britney documentary, but I didn't. And it's not my fault. It's never my fault, Ben.
Yeah, no, it is never your fault. Because I wanted to discuss it. It's the water cooler movie doc show to watch right now. And in usual Ben Hull fashion, though, I did spring in on you at about 9 o'clock at night and then did say maybe you could do the research and watch it.
Yeah, and I said, yeah, I'll definitely do that. No problem, buddy.
Yeah. I should have pre-planned that at least a week in advance so you could work out the process to download.
Yeah, because it's not always easy for me to use the internet.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure it out. I mean, I had to download some program to be able to download the show.
Mm.
And I couldn't even, because you sent me the link via my phone and I couldn't even send it to myself on my computer to open it in my computer.
Yeah.
And then when I did, I got all these weird messages about updating my virus software. And then my computer was like, yeah, this is probably going to corrupt your computer. So we don't want you to do this. And I had a mini meltdown and went to bed. So I've got a mission now.
You do have a mission to get this download. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I don't even think we're talking in tongues, but you know, this ain't no streaming service type situation.
No.
Although I think it is officially available on a streaming service, but you know, wink, wink.
Yeah. Well,
Hamburglar.
I will learn how to be a filthy theft of internet rights. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm still not well, Ben.
I did love how when, you know, I sent you the link for the movie and then you sent me back all those like emergency screen caps of all these like, you know, horrible messages flashing. And then you said to me, what did you say? Please give me some instructions. Think of it like you're saying it to your mum.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Imagine you're talking to your mum here because you kept giving me like mumbo jumbo internet talk that I do not understand.
Oh, I'm not Steve Jobs, please.
Look, I've got a whole week to try and figure out how to watch this documentary. I'm excited. I mean, I love Britney Spears, have for a long time, ever since she started hooking up with JT. I don't know what I'm talking about, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't have liked that.
No. Anyway, I promise next week I will figure it out.
Thank you so much. We're going to say goodbye right after this, but maybe we'll save this for next week's show. Do you want to ask if your girlfriend would let you hook up with Britney? I'm going to say slave for you era with the snake.
Okay. I'm going to say she's already into it. But anyway.
You've been listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9. It's so great to be back with you all. Thank you so much again for listening to all of our little best of shows. We're obviously at home for this week, joining the rest of you all in Melbourne, but we'll hopefully be back in the studio from next week so we can read your beautiful texts.
Yes, I cannot wait to hear what you've all been up to. So don't forget, next week, 6 till 7 p.m., hopefully live in studio. For now, though, we're going to head over to World Wide Wave. It's the LGBTQIA+ current affairs, and it's very, very interesting. Matt does a brilliant job at it.
Absolutely. We will see you all next week. Lots of love. Stay safe. We've only got one day left. I think we're going to be all right. I think we got this, Vic.
I think we're going to be in for another 2 weeks. But onwards and upwards, this episode is going to be a podcast wherever you get your podcast. So, yes, Ben and Gabe are back live to our podcast.
Say hi to your golden retriever for me.
Night-night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.